My name is Steph Whiteside. I'm with WSIU and Illinois Newsroom. Questions I still have about the state of cannabis in Illinois with regards to the medical aspect. First of all, who is using it and why? These programs in Illinois are still fairly young, so there's not a lot of data yet. I do know that it's being collected. So what are the conditions people are trying to treat? And what research do we have or do we need on how medical marijuana can be used in those? And also, doctors are so reluctant to talk about this, and they're so hard to find. So how do we make it easier for patients to connect with a doctor who is willing to certify them for medical marijuana, who is willing to have those conversations? How do we protect those doctors from fears about losing funding or having their license impacted?
I'm Ryan Denham from WGLT in Bloomington Normal. And after all this reporting, I think the questions that I still have as it relates to the economic impact of potentially legalizing marijuana is how permanent the economic impact will be. I think we're thinking of it in terms of, you know, great, 23,000 new jobs might be created and 2,600 new businesses will be created around the state, right? But that is those projections, I think, are in a vacuum, right? So what if, I don't know, what if Indiana, Wisconsin, Missouri, Kentucky, what if everybody legalizes over the next 10, 20 years? What if something happens federally that makes that whole issue moot? So yeah, I think that's sort of what I'm thinking about. I think this is a very, very short-term way we're thinking about it, and what are the long-term implications?
I'm Sarah Jesmer. I'm with WNIJ out of DeKalb. I still have questions about the state of cannabis, about why it's taken so long to have such intense discussions about legalization, whether for or against. I think that as a state, we've been looking at Cannabis Control Act passed in the 70s, and it's now 2019, and so it's been a long time coming, and it's these are valuable conversations that we're having.
Something I think people should know about legalization and efforts to expand it, you're not weighing somebody who's using marijuana against what might be happening to their body and their mind if they're using nothing. You're weighing marijuana against other medications that have very strong side effects in many ways. So you have to weigh the balance for people that are going to need some form of pain management for the rest of their lives, potentially.
I think that audience can consider that this is kind of in a speculative phase for everybody. It's a new thing for everyone. As people look at potential legalization, I think that it comes with the birth of a whole lot of new policies, and that can be found in markets, law enforcement, in the way that you interact with your doctor. And I think that, it's not just one bill that's going to be signed. It's going to be a whole wave of them.